Now, let me speak to Crime Prevention Officer Robert McMurrin, who's available to have a conversation with us. Officer McMurrin, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Speaking to a fire officer a short time ago, saying this is the time of year and we were leading round to Halloween, but this sadly is the time of year when burglars seem to be more proactive.
Yes, there's a few key messages I'd like to get across this morning. The first one would be over 50% of thefts are through open doors and windows, so advice I would give to anybody is get into the routine when you're leaving in the morning, making sure that all your doors and windows are locked, and also making sure that you're not keeping keys, for example, in your back door. If someone comes along, breaks the window, can put their hand in, turn the key, open the back door and walk in. It's much easier to take items out of somebody's house.
This is a very, very good point, actually. You see this constantly, don't you? Even at night, people going to bed, leaving the key in the back of a door which has glass in it. Every cop show in the country shows the thief coming through the door by breaking the glass and turning the key. Why do we do that?
I think it's around fire safety. My advice would be don't keep the key in the lock, but keep it somewhere near. So if you do need to get out in a fire, you're not running about searching, looking for a key to open the door.
I personally think it's laziness. That's what I think. It would be very easy to keep a fire-safe key in a cupboard or in a drawer, convenient, but beyond arm's reach of the thief. However, you know, we all make mistakes, but we can't afford to be complacent because we've got to try and beat these guys.
Yes, other advice I would give, especially this time of the year with the clocks changing, consider using timers inside your house where you can plug a lamp into it and make it come on whenever you're not in, giving the impression that there is somebody in the house. Also, during the day, you can put a radio on and use it through the timer and have like your cell phone where you've got a mixture of people talking and music, so it gives the impression somebody is in the house.
Yeah, I like the sound of that. Use U105 to scare away the burglars. But you are right. It's about keeping the place vibrant. They're always going to be targeting the cold, lonely, desolate house that looks like as if no one's been to for a while.
Yes, and also external lighting. If you already have external lighting, it's very important that you're checking that it is working. Quite often I'll go out to people's houses who have been the victim of burglary and I'll ask them about external lighting and they'll have a light out the back of their house and I'll say, is that work lighting or is it working? And they'll say, no, it hasn't been working for a while. So obviously if you've got lighting outside, make sure that it is working, and if you don't have external lighting, then my advice is to consider getting some. Your opportunist burglar doesn't want to be standing with the light beaming down on them, because if you're not in, potentially a neighbouring property could see them, or a car going past could see somebody at the door and report it to police.
Yeah, this is good sound advice. I'm sure it's on the PSNI website as well. Robert, when you do go out to a house, you mentioned someone's made the phone call, they've been burgled, they need the assistance of the police. I'm sure people are angry, frustrated. It must feel like a terrible violation.
Yes, they're obviously the trauma and the shock of being burgled. So my role would be go out and try and reassure them a bit and give them advice so that they won't become a repeat victim of a burglary. So I would do a bit of a survey around their house. So look at the front door, the back door, advise them on suitable locks. Also, if some wooden windows don't have locks on them, so advise anybody to get locks on their windows, especially in the ground floor. And also, the main thing I would advise is, if you're thinking about it, seriously consider about getting an intruder alarm. Most of the houses that I go out to, the victims tend to be people who don't have an alarm. I know people say to me, alarm goes off and the neighbours ignore it, but there's basically three types of alarms for a domestic property, where you've got what we call bells only. So the alarm goes off, yes, you are reliant on a neighbour or somebody passing, doing something about it. The next one up is we have same alarm, but has what you call a digital commander fitted. So that's a little box that's fitted to your telephone landline, and you can program up to 5 telephone numbers of your choice. So, for example, when you're sitting now, Frank, if you have your mobile, you would get a message on your mobile telling you that your house alarm's going off. So at least you can do something about it.
Yeah, and you have the one that goes straight through to the police, don't you?
Yes, well, you have the third one, it's a monitored alarm. So there's a few variations on it. So it'll go through to the alarm company's receiving centre. So if you had that in your house, you'll get contact from them first to make sure it's not a false activation. Then Some of them will respond out to it themselves. Others will ring 999 and report it to police. On top of that, then you have got a police response alarm where you receive a unique reference number from the police. But you would have to have an alarm of a certain standard. So the standard is British Standard EN50131. So you would need that standard of intruder alarm if you wanted a police response alarm.
Yeah, Robert, it is sound advice, and it's the season, the time of the year when the burglars are on the increase, and let's hope we can make every effort to beat them. Officer, thanks for coming on. Thank you.
Thank you.
That's Officer McMurden, Robert McMurden, who's the PSNI, one of their crime prevention officers. Just an advice piece this morning, and it is good advice.